The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
KYCR, Golden Valley,
a service of Salem Media Group, streaming worldwide at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he's happy to oblige areas he claims want more illegal immigrants.
California certainly is always saying, oh, we want more people. And they want more people in their sanctuary cities. Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply. And let's see if they're so happy. They say we have open arms. They're always saying they have open arms. Let's see if they have open arms.
At the White House on Friday, the president stood alongside high-tech leaders announcing the rollout of the nation's 5G network. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai says it's going to change lives.
From precision agriculture to smart transportation networks to telemedicine and more, we want Americans to be the first to benefit from this new digital revolution.
And the experts say 5G will mean faster wireless speeds and has implications for technology like self-driving cars and augmented reality as well. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Lee with the Kingdom Builders Roofing. The Lord's blessings are around us all the time. Look for them, enjoy them, share them, share Him. May we also exhort and encourage one another to be listed as good and faithful servants. I really appreciate the guys that I work with. And I'm very confident, especially in the sales guys, Tim and Matt, when they're in somebody's house, they're going to treat them like I would treat a customer, which is with sincerity and gentleness and caring. We would like you to come away from a meeting with us knowing that regardless of where our relationship goes, you are confident that we have your best interests at heart.
This is Matthew with the Kingdom Builders. We strive to have our standard be God's standard. And we're here to reaffirm something we've always stood for. We're not salespeople. We're just great roofers.
Give us a call at 612-900-9166 or look us up at thekingdombuilders.net.
Good day. Welcome to our show. Today's topic, how to cover up your backyard.
Well, I can't use my toque because it's not big enough, eh?
No, but you got a lot of space back there. You know what would fit?
What?
An Arctic spa or Arctic swim spa.
Oh, yeah, take off. It would have helped with a cabin fever for sure. Why should we get one now instead of waiting for fall?
Well, because there are model close-up pricing deals. You like a good deal. Showroom clearance deals. And the new models are also starting to show up in the showroom.
Yeah, but aren't we going to have to pay a premium right now, eh?
No, Premier Pool and Spa wants you to have the spa your dreams when you want it. They get you the very best deal any time of the year. They also bring them in by the truckload so you can take advantage of those big savings.
It sounds like they're working hard for me.
They want you to have the best hot tub.
And it's made in Canada for those Minnesota winters, eh?
For the very best price, eh?
Yeah, save on all the Arctic spas today. Visit Premier Pool in Chanhassen at premierpools.com.
Premier Pool and Spa, where we take fun seriously.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
The Wall Street Business Network is on the air. It's the King Banyan Show. As an educator and former legislator, Professor Banyan steps out of the classroom and onto the airwaves to break down the local and national economic news that matters to you.
Just say what you got, man.
It's the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. Now, here's King Banyan.
Good morning and welcome, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. Just as they say, here's King Banyan, the text message goes off. My daughter is at a conference somewhere. The child's living the life that I used to live for a while, also heading into academia, though not an economist. She's in math. And is currently presenting paper. Proud dad. I'm proud of her. Her work, she's been going around the country and indeed is traveling internationally doing some presenting some of her research. That's terrific. It's Job Saturday here on the King Banyan Show. I mean, and what else are you going to do? The golf courses are teasing you. Do you really want to play in the rain? You know what? If you haven't played in 6 months, the answer is yes, silly. Of course I want to play. And you go out. But for those folks who manage to get away from time to time during the winter to play, they probably are staying in. Hiding in the garage, sitting there waiting to see when you can get the first fertilizer on the lawn to get ready for summer, because it's the first weekend of April. Maybe you're procrastinating from doing taxes. I know I have. This is the weekend I have to get them done, because next weekend I will not have the time to do the last minute push through to April 15th. So this is my weekend. So and indeed tomorrow is the day when we'll do it. It usually takes me about 8 hours start to finish. And unlike many people who do a little bit and walk away, do a little bit and walk away, I get all the papers together and I sit down and take out my tax software and grind through it. It's how I've done it for about 20 years. I have yet to go through an audit through that experience, and I'm pretty satisfied with what's happened, so I stay with that. Those are jobs that accountants are not getting, at least not from me. And it gets you to start thinking about taxes as well. So maybe today's topics, besides the Job Saturday conversation and sort of a general rundown of where we are, I've got two other topics to talk about, or two or three other topics to talk about with you today. Steve Moore was one person named as the potential pick to be a governor at the Federal Reserve. This week, President Trump announced Herman Cain. Herman Cain might get a seat as well at the Fed, where I predict there will not be a quiz on where on the map is Uzbekistan. I thought maybe, given my own background, when I was the age my daughter is now, the papers that I was presenting at conferences at that stage of my career were all about the independence of the central bank. And it was a time before that was a very popular topic. We were kind of cutting edge back in the early 80s when I was doing this. So I want to talk about that a little bit with you. And then also a little bit about Jamie Dimon and the J.P. Morgan chair who put out their shareholder annual report. It included some words about socialism, and you might say, well, that's from a curious source, since J.P. Morgan was a recipient of TARP money back in 2008. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. We'll check in to see whether Theresa May is still the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and whether or not Brexit is happening. I had a nice 3-hour session with my students this week, the ones who went on the trip, as we get prepared for the Husky Showcase. It's our opportunity here at St. Cloud State to get our students to show the research and experiences that they've had, and we've got a whole session here on Brexit. If you live in the St. Cloud area, just drop me a note. Drop me a note at kbanyan@banyan.net, or that's one way to get an email to me, and I will look for that and see if we can get you to come visit. We'd love to have visitors to that as well. But Job Saturday, unemployment rate stayed constant for the wrong reasons. The non-farm payrolls, I had said at the beginning of the week, most of the numbers I was seeing was around in the 180,000 to 200,000 mark, and indeed it landed right at that particular level at 196K, 182,000 in the private sector. So it was right in that ballpark, right in that area where I thought it would land, between 180 and 200. Okay, stop clock is right twice a day. I know. I get the joke. But much of this was in areas where I would say there's less here than meets the eye. So there are some people who say, hey, so that 20,000 thing, which got revised upward to 33,000, so they added 13,000 jobs to the February report, taking us from a 20,000 ad to now 33,000. So it added an extra 1,000 to the big whopping 311, now 312,000 jobs, 312,000 jobs in January. So that three-month average is still in that 210,000-220,000 a month area. That looks good. It's a little slower than 2018, but only by a few thousand. And again, with revisions that happen, you can't say in any meaningful sense that the rate of job addition has slowed in the last year. Okay, jobs are still being created at that 200-210 range. And if you go and look at what's happening on the household side, we add to the population about 130,000 to 150,000 people a month get added to the population. So if you put that together, if you put those numbers together, if you're adding 200,000 jobs a month and you're adding population of 140,000-150,000 a month, the sum of the implication is the share of the adult population that's working is getting larger. It's good news. It's generally good news for the economy. The economy is reaching deeper into the labor force. It's pulling people out. The bad side of this number was in that period of the 1 month from month to month. The civilian labor force fell by 224,000. So the reason that the unemployment rate stayed constant at 3.8%, well, both the numerator and the denominator got smaller and the ratio stayed the same. The number of people working in the household survey fell by 200,000 workers after gaining 255,000 in the previous month. Fell by 201,000 this month in the household survey, which is a much more imperfect way of trying to measure the number of people working in the economy, although it has the advantage that it will count the self-employed, which the payroll survey obviously does not. If you're a sole proprietorship, you work for yourself, you don't file any tax forms during the year except for maybe your quarterly statement. To indicate to prepay your estimated taxes. If you're not sending in a monthly payment, chances are you're not in the payroll survey, but you are in fact in the household survey. So that is one major difference, not the only difference, but it's the major difference between those two. And I don't think it means that there are fewer people self-employed, so it doesn't mean that at all. But it's to say that if you dig around underneath the data to say, okay, so what really happened in this, rather than just hearing the headline, 196,000 added and unemployment rate constant at 3.8, it certainly sounds good, but when you put it all together, the unemployment rate really only didn't change for reasons that are statistical and don't indicate that we were still creating additional jobs. The U6 rate stayed constant as well. And I think it's because the number we saw in February in the household survey looks like it might have had a positive error to it. It was too high of what was really happening out there. Nonetheless, the number of people who were in that U6 number, that on an underemployed number, was at 7.6 in November and 7.6 in December. We had the blip due to the government shutdown and the weather of January, went up to 8.1, fell right back to 7.3 in February and 7.3 again in March. The job market has indeed improved sufficiently from the Jobs and Tax Cut Act of 2017. It's improved enough that people should say, hey, this economy is doing reasonably well. Indeed, you're beginning to hear it. You heard, if you listen to the news at the top of the hour,
rather than waiting till 3 after for me to come on. If you listen to us right at the top of the hour, you heard the report within the Salem News Minute there to say, hey, job market turned out well, and people saying, hey, there's no recession happening. There's what's really happening right now is that the economy's growing. It's growing at a slightly slower rate. You're in the ninth year of expansion. This is 102, I get this, this is 102 months without a negative month for employment. You know when that happened last? Of course you don't, because it's never happened before. This is the longest, this is now the longest continuous rate of growth of jobs that we have seen in the history of us keeping track of that number. It's very, very impressive. And it's and that it's growing at maybe a few thousand less per month this year so far than it did in 2018, and maybe 20,000 to 30,000 less per month than it did in 2017, I don't think should be of a concern to you. I think it just says that this economy is continuing to create jobs. The recession concerns, there are a few of them out there, and I'm going to talk about them in the next segment. But I don't get away from the overall important point. This was a good, not great, but a good jobs report that that indicates that right now the economy is still growing. Inverted yield curves usually only predict recessions that happen a year and a half later. It's not here yet. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts WOW11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting WOW11 to 88988. That's WOW11 to 88988.
There is nothing that they won't do to get you the help you need to become a successful student at Online Trading Academy. My name's Brian. I've been with Online Trading Academy since November 2016. What OTA has done for me, they've really opened my eyes into how the financial markets work and how a financial advisor, how do mutual funds work and how do they make money and what the expense is to me for them giving me their advice. Teaching me that I can be in control of that is really helping me save the expense that they had been taking out of my portfolio. The only criteria that you need is the internal desire to want to become a trader and take financial control of your life.
Join us for a free investing class by calling #250 on your cell phone and use the keyword OTA or go to learnwithota.com.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for Townhall.com. Parents paying to get their children into elite colleges has shocked the nation. Meanwhile, a more prevalent and insidious problem, campus politics and intolerance, goes unnoticed. The latest comes at Hofstra, where students demanded that a Thomas Jefferson statue be removed, since it represents a legacy of racism and bigotry. Never mind that the author of the Declaration of Independence fought slavery, and his first draft called for abolition. Students' ignorance of history and judging leaders of the past by today's standards standards create intolerance and weaken education. Meanwhile, at Oregon State came a call to ban the Veterans Student Association from using a student lounge on campus. Students said they were vulnerable to the ideological and practical consequences of letting veteran students meet there. Campus intolerance may not be criminal, but it is every bit as dangerous. I'm David Davenport.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, impacting policy decisions today, preparing public leaders for tomorrow.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show. This is 1440. Yes, we can do this too, you know. We can do the classical music. You'll be interested to see what Andrew picks for classical music. We've never had this discussion. This, of course, an old chestnut, a classic. Is there a classic of classical music? Of course there are. Anyway, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. Job Saturday here for you on the King Banyan Show. And let's see. Where are we here? What's wrong with the jobs report? What was wrong with it? Why wouldn't you call it a great report, King? Well, three things. First of all, I will point out during the first segment, which is these numbers are highly volatile. It's very important to keep your eyes on the prize, okay? If you put everything together, the average in 2018 was 223,000 jobs. The 12-month average is currently at 211,000. So slow down, yeah, but 12,000 jobs? Is that within the margin of error? Yeah, Don's right. It's within the margin of error. That's right. Is the pace, so when people say, well, the pace of job growth is slowing, I say, well, it probably is. I'm not sure of that because of the measurement error. But it probably is because we have a 3.8% unemployment rate. So we're kind of constrained to have job growth not grow too much faster than the rate of growth of the population. Because we don't, okay, the catch-up phase, which took way longer than it should have in the early part of the 2010s, is over. We're past the catch-up phase at 3.8%. If people say, well, no, there's a lot of slack in the economy still, and we even hear President Trump saying quite openly he wants the Fed to cut rates. I'll get to the Fed later, but that argument only makes sense if you believe there's still a lot of slack in the labor market. There's a fair amount of evidence that it's not. But one thing you would have thought, if you thought the market was running out of slack, you would have expected that wages would be growing at a fast rate. They're not. Okay? 1.1% month-to-month increase. We're currently now at 3.2% year-over-year growth in wages. We were at 3.4% growth a couple months ago. Again, the January and February data are kind of goofed up by the government shutdown. This is the first collection where everybody was on board and doing their job right from the first day of March. So I feel like this is the first one where of the year that has probably a reasonably good measurement to it. So that is a little bit less than I thought, and it's the reason why I think the Fed is on hold. Is because the reason for them to go higher with interest rates, if the economy is still growing at a fairly impressive rate, 225,000 jobs per month, if we stayed in that 220 to 230 range for the next 12 months or so, that would look pretty good. But if there's not much slack in the labor market, my expectation would be that you would see wage growth increase. The Fed's expectation was wage growth will increase. That might indicate incipient inflation, and that might be the reason why you would have another rate increase. It's not there. Okay? In fact, it went slightly backwards.
This is a surprise. I mean, I'm personally surprised to see that number go down. Again, can it be measurement? Yeah, of course it can be. But the fact that that number is lower than it was before, than it was at the beginning of the year, is counterintuitive to the thought that it's a tight labor market and this expansion is continuing and the expansion should be leading to increased wages. We're not seeing that action in the market just yet. And that's why I think you'll hear people, I think when you hear people expressing disappointment with this jobs report, they're focused on the wage number much more than they're focused on the jobs numbers. Let me point out one more thing about that. When you see those wage growth numbers, they're not just influenced by whether or not people get additional pay. It's also influenced by where is the job growth happening, and where is the job growth not happening. So let me go grab the establishment survey and tick through these areas. In the goods-producing sector, of the 196,000 jobs added, only 12,000 were in that sector, and all of that was in construction. Indeed, construction was up 16,000 jobs. Those are reasonably good-paying jobs, but manufacturing was down 6,000, including 6,300 jobs lost in motor vehicles and parts. Those are high-paying jobs, and if you're subtracting those jobs from the aggregate number because those wages pay above the median wage, that's going to mean the growth of jobs is going to be suppressed. You're not measuring job by job how much increase in those firms happen. You're measuring the aggregate size of the payroll. You're taking the number of hours estimated to have been worked, and you're doing the division. If you change the composition of labor within the measurement of the establishment survey, you're going to change that growth of pay number, not because people were getting smaller pay increases, but because you have different people in the sample. It's not the same person. It's not a longitudinal survey of pay. So these numbers don't necessarily tell us that, well, the rate at which people are getting raises is slowing down. That's certainly possible, but it isn't necessarily so. And we should be cautious about how we do that. In other areas, okay, retail trade down 11,000, and I thought this was important. Okay, I want to point this out to you. The number I keep track of to sort of see where the job market is going, as much as anything, is keeping track of temporary help services. When the temp agencies are growing faster and adding workers, that's an indication that the economy is picking up some steam, because businesses will often turn to temporary workers first as they try to add labor, and then gives them a chance to think about, okay, does that one look good? And they have a chance to maybe hire one of the temporary workers. They'll say, you know what, why don't you stop working for the temp agency? Why don't you come work for us full time? That number was down 5,400 workers in March after being up 3,100 workers in February. It was down 26,000 in January, but that, again, a lot of that is the temp agency stuff. The shutdown. That a lot of that's the government shutdown things going on. So it's not clear to me that number should be concerned. But the fact that that number is negative in March, I'd put that as a slight negative into what we get from the jobs report. Once more, I say it's good. It's not a great jobs report, but it is a good jobs report. Right? So as I look at this, the market reacted pretty positively to the jobs report, largely on the basis of thinking of the headline number, right? Because the headline number made it seem like the Fed it might increase the possibility that the Fed's going to increase interest rates, or at least it's not going to cut interest rates. I think the argument for cutting interest rates is a bad argument. But if you dig it, if you believed we should be cutting interest rates before, there's plenty in this report to say you should still be thinking about cutting interest rates. There's nothing. All you need to do is look at wage growth. You need to look at what's happening in manufacturing. You need to look at what's happening in temporary workers. When you put those three pieces together, that's why it's not a great report, but it's still a reasonably good report. When we come back, I want to touch on the rest of the news of the week. This is sort of a week in which we're going to just do the deep data dive to get through all of the reported numbers, not just here, but going around the world, as the rest of the world's economy continues to struggle some. It gives us some reasons to be concerned about what's happening here in the United States as well. We'll be back after this. King Banyan Show, Business 1440.
If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe! I can breathe!
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Hi, this is Lee with the Kingdom Builders. The colder weather tends to allow for more time to reflect on things. Sometimes we wonder if we're doing the right things, or at least wonder if we're doing the best things. As a business, it is easy to be distracted by the advice of others, the influence of the world's view on how things should be, and certainly by our carnal desires. We pray that as the Kingdom Builders continues, that we would never lose sight of what and who is really important. As we will certainly make mistakes in this endeavor, we trust that the Church, the Word, and the Holy Spirit will guide and direct us back on point.
This is Matthew with the Kingdom Builders. We strive to have our standard be God's standard. One of the ways we do that is we regularly look to God's Word to examine our hearts and our motives, because we try to glorify the Lord Jesus in everything we do.
We strive to take these standards on your roof, on your gutter job, whatever it might be. Give us a call at 612-900-9166 or look us up at thekingdombuilders.net.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. As I said, it's time for the We haven't done it for a while. We used to do the Hour of Data here on the King Banyan Show. And eventually I kind of came to the realization that that was for more for my education and to force myself to read the read all the information that's out there, and probably less for you. And we're here to serve. But it's Job Saturday, which we do here on the first Saturday of the month after the first Friday of the month when the government releases the employment report, is always meant to be sort of a monthly centering of, okay, so where are we right now in terms of a business cycle? And I find this is important. This is a talk that I do, oh, gosh. In fact, I've got another one to respond to. I probably do two to three of these. I probably do two a month on average now, and because in the summertime I don't do so many, but I do probably two to three a month during the school year and probably one a month during the summer. And I'm happy to do it, but it requires me every month to sort of update my own information set. And I believe it's important for you to do so here. And it's one of the reasons why I hope you do listen weekly here to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440, because what we're trying to do is give you the ability to understand, okay, things like what we were talking about at the beginning of the previous segment, that the news will carry month-to-month information, it will give you a headline. And there are two things to learn from that. There's a lot of context for the headline that a 60-second news report or YouTube is not going to give to you. So you need to take a little time to understand it if you want to understand it. If you don't want to understand it, that's why we're only doing it once a month instead of trying to do it every week for you. Okay? Two, context is not just within a month, but has to be had over a longer period of time. We try very hard to emphasize that the average is your friend. Okay, the average is your friend. It's the first thing I teach my students. I tell them, okay, because I'm a man of a certain age, I have the ability to walk into a classroom and say, I remember when we would calculate a regression equation by hand. And I mean actually with a piece of paper, adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing, taking square roots, and so on. And they said, did you have a calculator? I said, yeah, I did, but I always tell them this story. Okay, it was December 1975. Okay, that gives you I can't give you the day of the month it was, but I know which month it was. December of 1975. I am a freshman at St. Anselm College, and it's my first finals. It's my first set of finals. The summer before, as a graduation gift, I had received a calculator. And it had a battery in it, so it meant I could operate it without having to sit next to a wall socket someplace. You can guess what's about to happen. I'm in the chemistry exam. The chemistry final is a two-hour final. About an hour into the final, the battery on the calculator is giving up the ghost. And I walk up to the professor and say, my calculator isn't working. What should I do? He reaches into the desk and he takes out a slide rule and hands it to me and says, good luck, with a smile on his face. He was ex-military, the chem prof was. He was and sort of like, hey, you're supposed to be prepared for this stuff, and here's your backup plan. Here's a slide rule. I had not used the slide rule all semester. I'd learned how to use a slide rule in high school. I had some idea how to use it, but I was badly out of practice. And the A I had going into the chemistry final became a B+ on my final report and on my transcript because I had run out of time. And so I tell the students this and say, yep, I could do a slide rule. I admit I had a calculator, but I knew not to depend on it.
And I said, and that's the purpose of why we do it this way. We do it this way so that when you are sitting, you know, at the coffee shop or on a train or on a plane, and your laptop is in the overhead bin, or you don't have it with you, all right, and you're not that skilled at using your cell phone spreadsheet that you installed one time but then realized because the numbers are too small and your thumbs are too fat, you don't use it. How do you do something very simple? Averaging is something that's very simple. So as I talk to you about how it is, you know, I teach my students how to average, how to do a quick and dirty forecast when you only have the calculator on your cell phone, how to use an Excel spreadsheet to build a better forecast, and only after you know all of those things, only then do I tell you to open up the desktop computer, log onto the desktop computer that's at your desk, and start using statistical software. Okay? For a week and a half, I don't let them use it. It's like, no. You have to know how to do this. You have to have the intuition before I'm going to let you have all the tools in the toolbox. Okay? Because you can hand me a carpenter's toolbox and say, build me a chair, and I'm absolutely clueless because I have no intuition for how to put a chair together. So, with that said, Let's think about context, and let's think about averages. Okay? Look at mortgage rates right now, and look at the housing market. Refinancing's up quite a bit because the stop of the Fed's rate increases has led mortgage rates to come down substantially. A 30-year mortgage right now nationally is 4.36%. So refinances are up 58% year over year. Purchase applications to buy a house up 3.4%. The year-to-year gain up 10%. That's why construction is beginning to rebound. I was beginning to question whether or not the construction market could last into through 2019, and I had said so to people, including here on the King Banyan Show, going back to as recently as January. It appears I'm going to be wrong about that. When you forecast, you will be wrong. There's a fair amount of borrowing happening to buy new homes, and there is a substantial amount of refinancing that is going on right now. And if you look at it over the last 12 months, you can see rates went up, construction kind of faltered a little bit. Over the last 4 months, rates have begun to come down, and the construction market, again, added 16,000 jobs in March. That makes a whole lot of sense. Auto sales, for some of the same reasons, came in at 17.5 million units on a seasonally adjusted annual basis. That was a big upside surprise on the market this week. But that's a very lumpy number. Again, the average is your friend. You have to dig down, and you find out that a lot of it was driven by purchases of auto fleets by the rental car companies and by large business firms, large corporate firms. So that number tends to be lumpy. That number probably won't be high next month. Again, the average is your friend. Pay attention to that. Okay, so that's on the positive side. Those two positive numbers that happened out there. The number for the services index from the Institute for Supply Managers, this is on the non-manufacturing side, has fallen for two straight months. Again, follow the trend, follow the average. But that number was really quite high at the end of last year. Overall, businesses are still optimistic, but once more, if I see any data from December, January, February, my inclination is to say the shutdown and the thought in December that rates were going to go higher, reinforced by the December press conference of Jay Powell, those two things meant that last month of 2018, the first month of 2019, were suppressed. I'm not going to say depressed because that sounds like depression. But they were lower as a result of that. Average out the last 6 months to get a better feel for where we are right now. The trend, the average, is your friend. PMI numbers were down. This is the other number that I thought was very important. And again, take a look at the trend. Durable goods, leaving out automobiles, because the automobile sales numbers, that those fleet sales, get in the way. But if you do everything else, and you do everything else through February, we don't have the March numbers yet, but through February, durable goods orders in the United States, down 5 of the last 7 months. We're back to the level we were in July. Orders are down 3.4% over the last 3 months on an annualized basis. If the economy is slowing down, okay, so I'm giving you, if it's speeding up, one of the things we should see is increasing wage rates. If it's slowing down, the first place that I think you'll see it happen is going to be in durable goods, and then only then will we see it happen in housing. But the housing market is being lifted up by lower rates, so I'm less thinking about the rates as I am thinking about. I'm less thinking about housing than I am thinking about durable goods, where the change in interest rates doesn't move nearly as much. People are not as sensitive to the rate at which they're borrowing to purchase a new car or a new refrigerator or an RV or something. They're less sensitive to that there than they are when they're going to buy a house. We'll come back. I want to turn to the international side. We're going to look at some data from there after this, because that's also a source of some issues where we are. And let's get ourselves centered for April. We're going to finish that out after this. King Banyan Show, Business 1440.
Business 1440 is KYCR, Golden Valley.
Restricting free speech is restricting truth. The far left has crossed a line, silencing conservatives across America. Shadow banning on Twitter and Facebook. Blocked ads on YouTube. Restricted searches on Google. Prager University, why isn't it fully available everywhere? All of these are direct attacks on our First Amendment rights. It's time for conservative America to wake up. You have a choice. You can fight back with veteran-led PatriotMobile.com, America's only conservative cell phone company. Every phone call protects your constitutional rights. Every bill that you pay fights for your freedom. Get the same reliable nationwide coverage you already have, and know that your hard-earned money is supporting conservative organizations like the Heritage Foundation, PragerU, and Alliance Defending Freedom. With plans starting as low as $25 a month, why wait? Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Use the word Hugh, or visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh to waive your activation fee. We will not be silent. Join me and thousands of Americans. Switch to Patriot Mobile today and let freedom ring.
Does your family believe in the power of a private school education? Are you looking into sending your child to a private school next year? Hi, I'm Alyssa with Business 1440, and we want to help your family by covering half of your child's first year of private school. This is a program we have had for over 8 years now, helping many families get into the school of their dreams. We are in the thick of open house season right now, so the timing couldn't be better. If you find a school you would like your child to attend, call me at 651-289-4406 to see if that school is one of our partner schools. It's that simple. This isn't financial aid. This is for everyone. Don't pay more than you need to for your child's first year of private school. Call me at 651-289-4406. That's 651-289-4406. Or visit our website at TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Students come to Online Trading Academy for many reasons. Some love their jobs but don't make enough money to live the life they dream about. Some aren't happy with their job and hope for something better. and others invest and trade but just need a better path to improve their returns. We even have students who have never invested or traded before, and they might not even know a stock from a rock, but dream of having extra income. There are better income opportunities than trading your time for money. It's time to learn those skills. Join us at Online Trading Academy so we can show you the path to your financial freedom. Register today for a free investing class by dialing #250 on your cell phone. Use keyword OTA. Again, that's #250 on your cell phone, keyword OTA, or go to learnwithota.com.
Online Trading Academy Radio.
Hey, you know who is on that station? You can hear Mitch Berg this afternoon, part of the Northern Alliance Radio Network, as we are here on the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. Mitch on our sister station, AM 1280 The Patriot, this afternoon, 1 to 3, and then Brad Carlson, 1 to 3 on Sundays. The Northern Alliance Radio Network empire dominating in the Twin Cities every weekend. Oh, good to be with you. Let's take a brief look internationally. I'll end on Brexit and probably go to Brexit in the next hour instead. But it's also worth noting that there's other parts of the world that deserve your attention right now. As I'm looking around, as I look around for good news and bad news and good statistics and bad statistics, the first place I've been looking has not been Europe or Brexit. It's been keeping an eye on China. And the services index in China was up, but within the report, this quote, the measure for business expectations within the services index, this is the Caixin services index, quote, the measure for business expectations rebounded slightly from the previous month, but it still signaled relatively weak confidence in how the economy's going. And the manufacturing index was higher. It went up above 50 to actually 50.8. Caixin reported there, firms signaled slightly quicker rises in output and overall new work, while employment increased for the first time in over 5 years. They overall, with a more relaxed financing environment, government efforts to bail out the private sector, and positive progress in Sino-U.S. trade talks, the situation across the manufacturing sector recovered in March. Now, since that was announced, of course, if you're reading the newspapers, you know that the Trump administration has kind of pumped the brakes a little bit on when the trade talks will happen. We initially were led to believe they were going to happen very soon, within a week or two. It now feels like it's going to be pushed off into May. That's okay. That's, say, well, how do you feel about that? How do I feel about that? Is I feel like I want them to get it right. I want there to be a real, there should be a real deal. If there's going to be a deal, none of this NAFTA 1.01, okay, sort of, you know, push through to your iPhone while you were sleeping. No, what you really need is, in fact, a real change in trade relations. And so if they're stuck on trying to make sure they get the enforcement mechanisms right and that they get some real change in intellectual property transfer, good. If it takes an extra month, no problem. You go right for that. All right. So I think while I see that these numbers are a little bit above expectation. I know that some of that was thinking that things were happening a little bit faster. It's all right. I think overall you should probably be a little more cheered by what's happening in China. Elsewhere in Asia, though,
The numbers are far more mixed, and the thing to keep your eye on, the thing that I'm watching out of the corner of my eye, is what's happening in Thailand right now. I'm going to read you a quick story from the BBC that I'm not sure you will hear anywhere else right now. But they had an election. They were having an election last month, and they're now, and the government is now trying to stop the winner of the election, which was from the opposition party, from taking office by charging him with sedition. This just happened over the last couple of days. Thanathorn, okay, God help us with Thai names. Chuanggrungrajat Grongkit, okay, this is the leader of the Future Forward Party. These allegations stem from 2015. And they did well in the March elections. They have 6.2 million votes, and they're trying to form a democratic alliance to try to change the government. Thailand is not an insignificant country in the Asian economy, and I think it's important for us to keep an eye on what happens in Thailand going forward. Not just because of Thailand, but because of the rest of Asia as well. If I go and look at a couple of other negative pieces that are happening there, Japan's manufacturing sector is still weak. The Tonkin report came down had a 7-point quarter expected to be at 13. The Purchasing Managers Index in Hong Kong is down. Although I think it's doing some indication that perhaps what's happening in China isn't spilling over if it's not going into Taiwan as well. And there is some softness even in India and in Malaysia. So I think to pay attention to Asia right now makes some sense. It is tempting because everything's in English and Americans are always fascinated by what happens in Parliament and so forth. I get it. I do it too. You tend to have your eyes on what's happening in Europe, but keep your eye on what's happening in Asia, not just in China, but keep an eye on Thailand. Keep an eye on what's happening in Australia, where there's signs of softness as well that might indicate a global or regional recession could be in the offing in that part, and that does concern me in terms of where we go here in the United States. We'll get to talk about Brexit just after these messages. You are listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
If you have hair loss, then I have great news. This is Mike Greenley, familiar voice with Minnesota hockey fans. I urge you to log on to ineedmorehair.com. I'd like to introduce you to the only permanent solution to hair loss, ineedmorehair.com. You will find some of the most experienced hair transplant specialists in Minnesota. Their doctors have given patients from around the world, including some of the most prominent celebrities, a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. If you have hair loss and want more hair, go to ineedmorehair.com. Here's the best part. Their technique is so advanced, their results are guaranteed in writing, and their prices are the best in the business. Prices as low as $3 per graft. Their office is conveniently located in Eagan. IneedMoreHair.com will allow you to see a more confident reflection of yourself. That's IneedMoreHair.com. The consultations are free, and the results are amazing. Check out IneedMoreHair.com for complete details.
IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust. Prices.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts WOW11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting WOW11 to 88988. That's WOW11 to 88988.
Have you experienced anxiety, fear, shame, and embarrassment from owing back taxes? Hi, I'm Kathy Hill, founder of Tax Tiger. If you happen to have unpaid or unfiled taxes, I'm here to offer you some hope. Tax Tiger can protect you from the IRS, release wage and bank levies, and negotiate awesome settlements. Above all, Tax Tiger is a company which operates based on Christian principles. If you have an IRS problem, call us today at 612-888-9522 for a free consultation. You can trust Tax Tiger to provide an honest evaluation of your situation. If we can save you money, we'll explain how and answer all of your questions so you'll know exactly where you stand. Call Tax Tiger today at 612-888-9522. You could be closer to financial freedom than you think, and you need a tiger on your side. That number again is 612-888-9522 or visit us online at taxtiger.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.